upper unit and concrete ceiling in the lower unit?
Not sure on that. That'll just have to be discussed after we...
I think we need to discuss it now.
Okay. It has to have a 3-hour, you said? 3-hour barrier between the lower unit and the upper unit?
Yes, sir.
1 hour. 1 hour fire rated.
Oh, 1 hour.
Fire rated floor.
Okay.
Between the dwelling units.
Since they're stacked.
Yeah.
I think you'll get that with top X on the ceilings.
We get an hour, you think?
I think so. I'd have to look it up. But before he can get his permit to do it.
Yeah. But see, we have no way to check that.
With the permit system to do that.
Well, we do. I mean, we check the other duplexes for it being an attic.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Actually go out and basically look
at it. Yeah, we've looked at it.
See, and I think that's what it is. It's more likely. I mean, these are stacked. They're not side by side, like a normal duplex.
But that's what they do on the stacked one, is that what he's
talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they won't get an occupancy permit unless they've got it.
Got that. Okay.
Say again?
When are you going to finish the overlay on the road? Currently all it has is the black base.
The black base. We would probably end up doing something to the road as of finishing it completely. I'm not exactly sure on that. Okay, then yeah, we probably would finish it and finish it out after we do most of our construction through there. So that way we don't tear it up as we're...
How many do you plan off building on three or four?
We won't like build them all at once or anything. We'll probably build a couple here and then wait for those to finish up and then get on to build the next ones. Yeah.
Is there any other questions or comments for the commission?
God, how far? I mean, it's quite a watershed. There's a floodplain.
No, I looked. We can go over here and pop it right on there. So the floodplain layers on. You see where it ends right here? I had the same thought, so I looked.
I guess I'm still confused. Each one of these buildings you have represented here are going to be two buildings, two stacks. They're going
to
be
yes.
They're going to be really tall on the uphill side, huh?
Yeah, there's a couple on the uphill side that will be a little bit taller, yes. And we might end up doing a little bit different plan there. They probably won't be side by side, but it might be a narrower house or longer width-wise to make it look nicer instead of... It's shown in that... That plot right there shows how many parking spots I'm going to have and which one, or how many is in front of each building, and the two green spaces that we cut off the bigger lots, the overflow parking. That will be kept as green space.
So how many spots will be in front of each?
Six.
I don't know why they're
You may have any more. Do we have anyone that signed up to speak in favor of this project? Being none, do we have anybody signed up speaking in opposition of this project? All right. I don't know what order you signed up, but you got. That's all right. I'll just start right over here, and I'll work my way around if you wish to speak.
Sit down?
Yes, please. We'll call you back.
Thank you for hearing us all tonight. My name is Scott Brindley. I'm actually at 241 Trinity Road, which is in kind of an offshoot over here on the left-hand side. It goes down a little half circle. We have come together actually as a total subdivision in opposition of all these. Right now we have approximately 77 homes in there. This would almost be another 50% added. Our roads are narrow as is, so if these were built, Taney County would probably have to come in and redo the roads in our subdivision to handle all the excess traffic. Right now, if we're driving through, even just in a regular full-size pickup, and we meet another car, we've got to pull over between mailboxes or into somebody's driveway for another vehicle to get by. There is a letter that will be given to you guys, so I'll just kind of go through mine because mine covers, I think, most of the points. Might save some other people from having no talk. One of the things I noticed on the submission of what the buildings were going to look like, to me, it looked like it was more along the lines of a lower-income home, where most of our homes in there are middle class. Some of your older homes, such as mine, are a little plainer. You know, they're not all the brick and the mortar that the newer ones are. Also, that the with traffic being doubled on South Fork, it also the residual traffic on North Fork, Trinity, and the others over in the other portion, which is at the very top of the map there, would also have part. Just as a side note, you know, I've talked to Taney County Road and Bridge before as well, because we do have people in there who do like driving well above the 25 mile an hour speed limit. And asked for stop signs or something to be done. They did add one that really hasn't slowed anybody down, so 77 more cars running through there is not going to be very good. I also like to bring up the fact that we have several people that walk in our neighborhood. We got several children. I've got small children that live across the street from me on Trinity. I know several of the older folks. They do like walking on South Fork because it is fairly flat for Branson, and with the traffic already running through there, you know, walking their dogs or out there with the kids, it already is a danger for them where they have to be very, very cautious. And I would like to also add, at the very end, last time we were in here, we were up against the nightly rentals, which these could eventually be rentals in the future, who knows. But what you guys had said were, the following summarizes the findings of fact of the Taney County Planning Commission. The Planning Commission based its decision to deny case number 20150022 upon the belief that the nightly rental of the 19 future residences to be constructed upon lots 20 through 38 of Woodbridge Estates, Phase 2, would not be compatible with the adjoining single-family residential uses within the neighboring subdivisions. And I believe that that stands still. All I got.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All? And by the way, thank you for having that on the wall.
Thank you for listening to us, and thank you for the time. My name is Billy Ong. 329 South Fork, Branson, Missouri. I live on the South Fork where this is going to be in bag. what I do for a living is I retired from the Hershen family doing master planning, developing, all that stuff. I see a lot of concern with this plan. The development area, as you can tell, is a dead end. Everybody is going to go through South Fork or maybe around the other part. But what's interesting, the increase of the traffic will be 43% increase of traffic. If you calculate the number of cars that they're saying, the number of cars that exist is what we have, like you said, 77. This area basically consists of, including theirs, is about 54 acres. The new development they're proposing is about 9.85 acres, which is about 17% of the whole thing. And it's about including the road, and it's about 0.26 acre per unit, where our house is most of the average is about 0.55 acre per home. When I moved here, my understanding that this is a single home development was not this. Not only that, we're going to deal with what's called capacity and study and all that stuff, but what's interesting about this, if you look at the just the way the property, I know this is the third time that this has submitted, because the second time was denied, like November 2016, because of the 9/11. This is going to have the same capacity problem, basically same traffic, same everything. And according to my calculation, the traffic count not only is going to be more, about 42%. As far as the density issue, it's going to be close to 35 to 41% increase because of the number. Remember, 77 houses exist the whole area, and we're going to add 38 and less than 10 acres. And everybody's going to be funneled through that road, Woodbridge Road. There's no other access unless that's the county planning to build more road to connect, which is very impossible to do it and very costly to do it. But there's no way. So everybody's going to be in impact with on the traffic as far as there. And applicant, even the submitting the applicant asked that the building setback be reduced to 10 feet. This is from their letter. The steepness of the lot is such they would drop in 1 foot for every 2 linear feet downhill. Well, this is going to shove everything, like when you saw the plan before, down the street. So I am concerned about a lot of stuff. So if we do build this thing, simple stuff, the construction, that's going to be hard to get access to it, you know, equipment, heavy equipment, all stuff. Let's say that they do get it done. You're going to have a problem anywhere from school bus, trash pickup, emergency vehicle, any shipping. That road is very narrow. As a matter of fact, I went today to measure some of the width of the road. The narrowest width on the road is 16 feet and 2 inches. And sits in the planning, and I know, as Scott was telling me, do we have a lot of people that walk in there? Everybody that walks in there has to stop if they hear a car. And that we're going to increase the traffic increase by 42.5%. I just can't imagine what kind of impact that's going to be. Not just safety, everything. And as you look at this development, I just see there's a lot of concern to me. And you know, my guess is that our neighbor will increase not only 34, I think closer to 40 to 45% in population in the area, was less than 17% of the whole area development. This will not only impact the subdivision in a civil way, but it also impact the safety, traffic, value, and also as well as change of the overall concept of single-family home.